Sorry, somehow the recording got cut off. So we're continuing in the middle of Nun Hey Amud Aleph on the topic of the Shir Shal Yoim. So the Gemara has another kasha on Rabbi Acha, and where it says Tana B'chol Shal Mayay Barishain Mayoimrim Havol Hashem B'nei Elim. That when it came to the first day of Chol HaMoed, there was a special shira that the Levim would sing along with the Karban, and the first day would say Havol Hashem B'nei Elim, which we say we're familiar with from Kabbalah Shabbos and other times. Why would that be something that would be said on Sukkot? So one of the psukim has to do with water, Kol Hashem al Hamayim, which is at least a remez Nisuch Hamayim. So that was said the first day of Chol HaMoed. Okay, but in any case, the Brice is about to list the different prakim or parts of prakim that they would say in the Beis Hamikdash along with the Korban on the various days of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So B'shein Yimai Omer, what they say in the second day of Chol HaMoed, V'la Rasha Omar Elikim. The continuation of that pasuk in Tehillim is Malach Lasaper Chu Kai. That is a reference to Rishoyim, people that don't do tshuva. Vimashlishi my Omrim, where they say on the third Tehillim, Yakum Im Mirayim. Barvi my Omrim Binu Varim Ba'am. These were two. This was breaking up this parak Tzadi Dal of Tehillim into two different parts. Vimchamishi my Omrim. That's from Tilam Perik Pei Aleph. B'shishi ma'omrim, imoytu kol moistei oretz. Tilam Pei Beis. So you see that in addition to whatever day it happened to be of the week, where there's a shir shal yoim, and what we do, or the minig bizman hazeh, is that we just say whatever that particular day of the week is. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a special perik for the day of Chol HaMoed, not just the day of the week. And then finally the Braisa concludes, V'im Chal Shabbos Be'echad Mehem. What happens if Shabbos comes out to be somewhere in the middle of Chol HaMoed, so then what do you do? So you'll say, what do you mean, what do you do? What's the problem? So you'll say the Shira for that particular day of Chol HaMoed, and then you'll say the Shil Shayim for Shabbos. So Tadir V'Sheinu, Tadir Tadir Kodem, you want to do the thing that's most frequent first, you'll say the Shir Shal Yom for Shabbos first, and then you'll say the Shir for Chol HaMoed. What do we do when it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? So we say the Shir Shal Yom Shal Shabbos, and we say Baruch Niafshe afterwards. So what's the issue? But that's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says, Im Chal Shabbos Be'ech Mayhem, if Shabbos is one of the days of Chol HaMoed, Yimoytu Yidoche. And this last parak, which was for the sixth day of Chol HaMoed, gets pushed off. Pushed off. So if it gets pushed off, what does that mean? So it means you don't say it at all. Why don't you say it at all? Apparently, because you can't have both. You don't sing Shira on each individual Karban. So you're only going to sing, you're only going to do one. Same thing should go with the Chatzotzreis. And so since it's getting pushed off, there's only going to be one Shira. That means you're only blowing the Chatzotzreis along with one. So you're only doing it once. You're not blowing the Chatzotzreis Keneged, corresponding to each and every Karban Musaf. So that would be another Tiyufta and Re'acha. So the Gemara fills something in here and says, Rosafra Marchus Simana. Rosafra gave it an acronym. So if you want to, if this helps you to remember the Prakim of Tehillim, or parts of Prakim of Tehillim that were said. So the answer is, you remember the phrase, Humbahi. And Rav Papa, there was a Machlikas, which one is said exactly in which day? He reversed Revi and Chamishi, so Manach Simani gave it a slightly different simon because of that. Hum Hibi. That sounds pretty good. But Simanach, and if you want to remember who says what in this Machlaikas, then the simon is Ambua de Safre. Ambua de Safre, or Safra was the one that has Humbahi. In any case, Gemara finished by saying, Tiyufta Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Tiyufta. This is a knockout punch, be TKO. And the reason is because you see, Yimaitu Yidoche, and we're pushing off the parak of Yimaitu because we're only saying one Shira, we're not saying both. So since it's Shabbos, Shabbos wins, Tadavish and Tadavish Kaidim, I guess. Whatever the reason is, the Shabbos takes the cake, and then we're not saying the other parak of Tehillim, and therefore we're only blowing the Chatzotzeres once and not corresponding to each and every Musaf. So now the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Acha and says, wait a minute. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Krah Masnisa Ko Amar. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina wasn't making this up. He had a pasuk and he had a brisa. So he was saying that we say we blow the chatzotzos for each and every musaf because he had a pasuk and he had a brisa. So Ravina answered loymar shamarichim etzkiyos, that this source of Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, so there are other ways to learn it. The language of the brisa that he quotes is a kol lefi hamusaf and toikin, that according to the musaf you blow. So what does it mean? Hakol lefi hamusaf and toikin. It all goes according to the musaf you blow. So we assumed it meant, he assumed it meant, that you blow for each and every korban musaf. So if there's several korbanos musafin, so you're going to blow the chatzotzos several times. Says Ravina, no. Meaning hakol lefi hamusaf and toikin means you're only going to blow them once, but the length of the sounds are elongated, the length of the sounds are elongated so that they match the karbanos. So they'll be blowing, the sounds will last for much longer, but it doesn't mean that they each get their own set of blasts. The Rabban Kisari, and the Rabbi Acha himself seemingly, I don't know, but in any case, they had a different approach. That you have more people blowing chatzotzos together, and that's all it means. That you add on, if there are two korbanos musaf, then you don't blow separate tekiyos, but rather you have more people with more levim with chatzotzos that are blowing the chatzotzos, but they're all blowing it at the same time. There are no additional ones. That's what it means to call fi hakolafi hamusafin token. Ve'onan, the Gemara finishes by saying, and us that live in Chutz La'aretz, in Bavel, the time of the Gemara, the Islan Treyume, that we have 2 days of Yom Tif, so what do we do? Hechi Avedinan. How are we supposed to mention the Korbanos in our davening Musaf? When we daven Musaf, we've discussed this in the past, that our Tfilas Musaf corresponds to Korban. So there's an interesting nafkamina halacha to that, which is if a person forgot to daven. Let's say if a person forgot to daven shacharis, he woke up late, whatever the case may be, and he passed the zman tefillah for shacharis. So now he's allowed to daven two shmon esreis at mincha, right? The first one being mincha, and the second one being the tashlumin, the replacement for his shacharis. What happens if a person went through the whole day and he forgot to daven musaf? So can he daven mariv twice? Can he say two shmon esreis at mariv, the first one for mariv and the second one for tashlumin for musaf? And halacha, the answer is no. Because since the tefillas musaf is only there to correspond, represent, and be our form of bringing the musaf bezman hazeh, it doesn't take on a regular quality of tefillah, and therefore is only korban, and you cannot replace it. We rule by korbanos, avar zmanoi batel korbanoi, that once the zman has passed, the korban is batel. So that rule applies to tefillas musaf as well. So our musafin correspond to the korbanos. That's why when we daven musaf, that's what we recite. We recite the korban that would have been brought. So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara wants to know, when we in Chutz La'aretz are davening our musaf, what do you do about the sveika de yuma? What do you do about davening the correct korban? So the first day of Yontif is easy. You say the korban for the first day of Sukkot. The second day is the problem, because in Chutz La'aretz we're observing a second day of Yontif Rishon, or the first day of Yontif. But at the same time, really, technically, in Eretz Yisrael, let's say it's the first day of Chol HaMoed. So should we say it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, or maybe not? How do you say that in Shemoneh Esrei? You say, the big problem is we never want to take a day that's Yom Tov and treat it like we're not really sure if it's Yom Tov, maybe it's Chol HaMoed. So that would be a certain type of bizayon to the Yom Tov. So we can't do that. So what exactly do we do? So Abaye Omar, Abaye's answer is, Sheni Yidache. You never end up saying the korban of the first day of Chol HaMoed. What does that mean? It means that the second day of Sukkot that we're observing as Yom Tov, on one hand, you should say it's also Yom Sheni, and it's 12 Parim, because it's also a Safek Chol HaMoed, and we can't do that. So Baya says, okay, so you leave out the second day. When we start Chol HaMoed and Chutz La'aretz, which is really the third day of Yom Tov, the third day of Sukkot, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed, is our first day of Chol HaMoed L'maiseh, because we've been observing 2 days of Yom Tov, but technically it's the third day of Sukkot already. So okay, we start with Yom HaShlishi. That's Abaye's answer. Rava Amar Shvi Yidach. Rava says no, it's the opposite direction, that we start our Chol HaMoed with, even though it's the third day of Sukkot, with B'yoyim HaSheini, as if it's the first day of Chol HaMoed. So then what happens when you get to Shemini Atzeres? So Shemini Atzeres, you should have said the Korbanos for the seventh day of Sukkot, but it's Shemini Atzeres. So that would be an insult to Shemini Atzeres, treated like it's still the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, so it's Hashanah Rabbah still. So Rava says we don't do that. You simply don't mention the korban for Shvi. Shvi gets wiped out. It doesn't exist. So Gemara says Tana Goa said the Rava. We have a bride that supports Rava. Im Chal Shabbos Yos Bech Mehen. If Shabbos comes out to be during one of the days of Chol HaMoed, you might Yidach. Then you might do simply gets wiped out. You don't say it, right? That's the bride that we just learned. So therefore, what? So that very much sounds like Rava, that you simply leave out the last one. The last one you just leave out. You don't mention it. That is patterned, says the Gemara, that the idea of Rava is supported by the pattern, the dynamic of leaving out Yimoytu, the last day, it simply just doesn't get said. And finally, what we do, so the Gemara says, Askin a memar benardo, a memar takana nardo, de medalge deluge, which literally means to skip, but that's not exactly what it means in this context. What it means here is that we end up saying 2 days every day. So when it's the first 2 days of Yom Tov, we only mention the carbon of Yom Tov. But the first day, Chol HaMoed, we say both. We say today is the second day, and we say the carbon for the third day. So that way, when we get to the sixth day, we say sixth day and seventh day. When we get to Shemini Atzeres, we don't say that it's the seventh day or Shemini Atzeres. We already said seventh on the last day that we observe of Chol HaMoed, which we call Hashanah Rabbah. So that's Halacha L'maaseh, that's why in our Shemoneh Esrei, we say second, third fourth, fifth, sixth, sixth, seventh on the last day of Chol HaMoed. We mention both Korbanos for that day and for the other day, which is really the true day. That's the day that we mention both. That was the Takana of Ameimar in Naharda to solve this problem of a recital of the Korban Musaf, which we would have to insult either the first day of Yom Tov or the last day of Yom Tov. We get out of it by during the days of Chol HaMoed reciting the Korban for 2 days, the previous day as well as the present day.